Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IRIS Clothing Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Bhatt from EY Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Abhishek.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. On behalf of IRIS Clothing Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. The results and investor presentation are available in our filings with the exchange. To discuss the business performance during the quarter and outlook, we have with us today Mr. Santosh Laddha, Managing Director, Mr. Harshvardhan Sarda, Business Head, and Mr. Neeraj Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer of IRIS Clothing Limited. Before we proceed to the call, a disclaimer. Please do note that anything said on this call during the course of the interaction and in our collaterals, which reflects the outlook towards the future or which should be interpreted as a certain forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks the company faces and may not be updated from time to time. More details are provided at the end of the investor presentation and other filings that can be found in our website, www.irisclothing.in. Should you have any queries or need any further information at the end of this call, you can reach out to us at the email address mentioned in the company collaterals. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Harsh. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on today's earnings call. During Q1 FY25, we experienced an impressive 30% surge in revenue driven by robust demand. Nonetheless, we must recognize that our profit margins have been subdued, largely due to the overhead expenses incurred from rolling out the brand outlets towards the end of June 2024. While this tactical move has temporarily affected our profit margins, it paves the way for an enhanced market footprint and sustained financial prosperity. We remain optimistic about the recovery of our margins in the upcoming quarters. Commenting on our operational and business review, we are pleased to report that our company's expansion efforts have been fruitful, as evidenced by the addition of five new distributors, bringing our total to 170 in the Q1 FY25. Furthermore, we have broadened our product portfolio with the introduction of an exclusive line of winter sportswear for children. This product launch is a testament to our dedication to excellence and ingenuity, and it represents a significant milestone in our mission to become the premier children's wear brand in India. The feedback from our distributors has been encouraging, and we are eager to deliver both comfort and fashion to the nation's youth through our comprehensive B2B and B2C channels. Turning to our retail division, we are concentrating on growing our B2C footprint via our exclusive brand outlets, supported by the robust foundation of our manufacturing operations. I'm pleased to report that during this quarter, we have inaugurated four new exclusive brand outlets, bringing our total to six. This growth reflects our dedication to expanding our retail reach going forward. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about sustaining our growth trajectory in the kids' apparel manufacturing segment, with a strong demand for our products. With an expectation to maintain our overall EBITDA margins of around the 20% mark, our expansion plans include diversifying our product offerings, such as venturing into children's innerwear and various accessories. Moreover, we have set a goal to launch over 15 exclusive brand outlets in the financial year 2025. As we aim to solidify a stronger foothold in the market, we remain committed to enhancing the shopping experience for families across the country. With a clear strategic direction and a dedicated team, we are optimistic about reinforcing our nationwide market presence and delivering exceptional shopping experiences. I will now hand over the call to Neeraj Agarwal, our Chief Financial Officer, who will walk us through the Q1 FY25 financial numbers. Thank you, and over to you, Neeraj.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Harsh. Thank you all for joining us today. I am pleased to share that we have delivered robust performance in Q1 FY25. Talking about the key financial highlights for Q1, our total revenue witnessed a remarkable increase of 30% year-on-year, reaching rupees 31.4 crores, up from 24.1 crores in Q1 FY24. While our EBITDA for the quarter was 5.9 crores, slightly lower than rupees 6.3 crores in Q1 FY24. EBITDA margin remains healthy and stood at 19%. Additionally, profit after tax for the quarter was rupees 2.4 crores as against rupees 3 crores in Q1 FY24. PAT margin stood at 8% compared to 13% in Q1 FY24. To summarize our financial performance, we remain focused in driving operational excellence and capitalize on growth opportunities. With this, we can now open the floor for questions. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Prithvi Finmart Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Sir, can you tell me what is the volume for this quarter?
Hi. So the volume for this quarter has been, we've been manufacturing around 25,000 pieces per day with a capacity of, say, 33,000 pieces per day.
So this is the optimal capacity what we can achieve, or we can go to 33,000 pieces?
No, absolutely. So we can push this to, say, 28 to 30,000 pieces as we grow our capacity. Yeah. That's
so the optimal. We almost reach our maximum capacity. So what the growth plan for us?
So the growth plan for next is we will be planning a new factory which will expand our manufacturing operations. So we are planning a capex in this year and the next year, which will expand our manufacturing numbers to almost 4 to 5 times of the current capacity.
Okay. So can you quantify the number capex requirement for this, and what is the asset turn for this for capex?
So we are still working out the detailing, but on an average, what we are looking at a ballpark figure of 40 to 50 crores for this capex of manufacturing, which will take our turnover to, say, 550 to 600 crores over the next 4 to 5 years.
So considering 4 to 5x from the existing capacity, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, and what the sustainable EBITDA margin we are targeting?
Sustainable EBITDA margin target is 20%. Is 20%.
20%. Considering that we are quite a bit aggressive on expansion or EBO side of the business as well.
Yes, absolutely. Even with that kind of, even with that growing, we are very confident that we'll maintain the 20% EBITDA margins.
Okay. Sir, can you provide revenue mix of domestic and export market?
Our export is approximately 3%-4% last year. We expect exports to grow to, say, 5%-6% this year. All the exports are under our own brand, Dorani. We don't do.
Whatever product we are manufacturing and supplying, we are doing in our own brand. We are not doing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. That's it. We are looking for opportunity in that segment for the third-party manufacturing, contract manufacturing.
We are not aggressively looking for opportunities in that segment, but with the expansion of manufacturing capacity, we will definitely explore to learn something from people around, but not aggressively exploring that opportunity as of now. We want to focus, we remain focused on growing our brand and just take that brand to the next level, which we have built over the last 20 years.
Okay. Sir, one last thing. For our kind of business, what is the asset turn generally happen in our business?
I will have to recheck and get back to you on that.
Okay, sir. No issue. That's from my end. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Priyam Poddar from ValueQuity. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Hi.
Yeah. I have a couple of questions. We have a product listed on FirstCry, and also we have our own website, correct?
Right. Right.
Can you share what would be the revenue mix between the online and offline sales? This is my first question.
Right. Basically, if we look at the online and offline segment, online would be somewhere around 8%-9% of our revenue.
Okay.
The rest would be offline.
Balance would be online. Okay.
Yes, 92% would be offline.
Out of that, online, what would be the share of FirstCry vis-à-vis our own website?
FirstCry, out of that online segment, FirstCry would be a majority share because they are our big partners.
Okay.
That would be a majority share. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, point taken. If you can highlight our strategy.
Yeah.
Both, what is our strategy for the FirstCry and what would be the strategy for our own online medium?
If I have to talk about strategy, of course, FirstCry is a very good platform as a discovery mechanism. I think we will be going ahead aggressively with FirstCry as well because it's a very good discovery platform for our brand, for any consumer who is looking for kids wear, right? The idea is to get consumers discovered from that platform and eventually move them to our own platform so that they get the wider variety of the goods and a much better experience in terms of buying. That is the idea of a blend of B2C on the FirstCry platform along with our own platform. That is the strategy that we are looking at.
Correct. The number of SKUs definitely would be, it won't be as large. Our own platform would be having a larger SKUs as compared to.
Much higher.
FirstCry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the clarity. If required, I'll be back in the queue.
Thank you.
For follow-up.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ramesh Desai, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I would like to ask one question on the revenue. So can you put some more light on the revenue growth achieved during the quarter? So are we seeing any consumer sentiment change towards the more demand, or and how much it is the contribution from EBOs, which we opened last year?
Right. So, if I talk about revenue, right, this quarter we improved our revenue by almost 30% year-on-year, and we have seen a decent improvement in consumer demand, which has happened in this summer. So April was, because of a delayed summer, April was a lot of conversion in terms of revenue for summers this year. So, and we see the consumer demand being very, very strong in the coming quarters as well. So this winter we are expecting around 30-32% revenue growth as well. So that is an ideal number that we are looking at. And to answer your next question, since we have opened 4 stores in like June 2024, right now, like it's been less than almost just 2 months, so the contribution of course is much lower. We will be able to talk about our contribution from EBOs going forward once we have a full year of EBOs.
Okay.
But then again, we have seen a very good response on the EBO front from whatever we have opened. And we see Q3, especially being festive in the regions that we have opened in, to be very, very strong. So we expect a good response from the EBOs as well.
Okay. Thank you. And my next question is on, like, what is the current average selling price and how much volume growth have you witnessed this quarter on YoY basis?
So current average selling price, if I have to talk about, is our average MRP is around, say, 380 rupees, which brings down our current average selling price to 190 approximately, because that is the price that we sell it to our distributors at, which is the majority of the revenue. So that would be an average, yeah, selling price.
Okay. And sir, the last question from my side. So you guided that in the last call that we are getting good response from retailers, and in coming quarters we would be going with the franchising model. So who will control the operations, inventory management, and the pricing? Would it be us or the franchisee? So can you just explain that?
So franchisee model is something that we have been getting inquiries, but we have not opened up the model yet. We are still working on bringing an optimum model if and when needed. But to broadly answer your question, if we open up the franchisee model, we will be the ones who will be controlling the inventory from our end, from the company's end. We will not give the inventory control through the franchisee, because that will dilute the experience of the consumer.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Kritika from Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. A couple of questions from my end. First is with respect to volume growth for the quarter. If we can quantify our 30% growth here, achieved, how much would be the volume and value growth?
So I think it's from the 30% growth that we have achieved, almost 22-23% would be volume. The 7-8% would be value growth for this year. Yeah.
7-8% is volume growth, if I'm not wrong. Is that right?
7-8% of value growth, 22% of, yeah.
22-23% value growth, for volume growth. Okay, got it. Next is with respect to the margins. We have said that the sustainable EBITDA margin should be around 20%. So that would be for this year as well, we are targeting this, or, you know, any, because since we've seen a very sharp dip in Q1, so any ballpark figure for this year?
Yeah, we are very confident that we'll definitely maintain the 20% EBITDA margin this year.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Next, due to the EBOs, any question, other reason that contributed to, sharp decline in the gross margin? Or is it only because of the EBOs itself or any other reason as well?
So, not in terms of, say, raw material consumption or any of that. There has been not a lot of movement in the raw material prices. So, primarily, it has been driven because of the overhead expenses to capture the future growth of the company.
Okay. All right. And we said that we'll be doing around 40 to 50 crore of capex for the capacity addition. So that would be for this year and next year both, or how do we plan to space out in the next 1 to 2 years?
So we are still working out the details, but we are very aggressively looking to expand the capacity, which will require investments from this year as well as next year as well.
Okay, all right. So this 40 to 50 crores for capex is combined for both the years, is that correct?
I'm sorry, can you come again, please?
40 to 50 crores capex that we have discussed is for this year and next year combined, is it so?
Yes, absolutely. It's the total project.
Okay. And with respect to the instant fare contribution, so it was around 10 to 12% in the last year. So how are we seeing it improving? Because we are focusing more on improving the instant fare category. So what is your outlook on that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we this year also we are online with it, and we want to increase the instant fare share. I think this quarter the infant fare share would be around 14%. So by the end of this year, we would expect infant fare to be around 15% of our total contribution, total sales.
18%, am I right? Yes, I did. I get it right.
15%. 15%.
Okay. 15. And this quarter was?
This quarter, I am not really sure of the exact number, but it would be somewhere around 13%, I guess.
Okay, so improvement than last year, FY24.
Absolutely. Okay. 15% will definitely achieve this year.
Okay. And lastly, on the working capital days, so for last year it was quite high, and we had mentioned that it was due to higher inventory. So any improvement in that, and what would be it for currently? How we have we been able to sell off the inventory?
So what will happen is basically if we look at our inventories, since our denominator basically the revenue is increasing with the same inventory levels, so that will bring down the number of inventory days significantly by the end of next quarter. Because if we achieve the 30% revenue growth that we are expecting with the same levels of inventory, our overall inventory days will reduce, which will improve our working capital cycle by quite a bit. And we are very confident of achieving that.
All right. So that's it from my side. For now, I'll come back to the queue having further questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohan Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. So sir, last year we successfully launched Disney winter wear apparel, right? And this quarter we have introduced winter sportswear. So just wanted to understand how much of an increase in contribution to the revenue are you expecting from this winter wear collection this year?
So this winter sportswear collection we are launching this product this year. And we want to water test the segment, how the performance has been. And currently what we have received a tremendous response from our distributors for the winter sportswear. So in terms of revenue contribution, it's a little early because we have not realized the revenues yet. Because we just launched it in the distributor market, and over the next couple months, we'll see a response on those products. But it has been an excellent response from the distributors as well.
Okay, sir. Okay. Could you provide some insights that into the new product, winter sportswear? Like, what unique offerings does it have compared to what's currently available in the market?
So that's the idea, right? If I look at winter sportswear for children, there's not a lot of availability in the market at all, if at all there is any. So we feel like this is a very good niche that we can, we are targeting, and we should get a good response on this product category.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's so much, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Priyam Potar from Value Equity. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity once again. Thank you so much. So this is with respect to the EBOs. So as mentioned in our press release, that we aspire to take our EBOs to 15. So can you share what are the geographies that these stores are being planned? And is there any size differential that you are looking out for? Or that would be of the same stores, same size?
So what we are doing is basically we have picked the numbers from 500 square feet to 1,000 square feet, depending on location availability. So first, let me talk about the zones that we are targeting. As of now, the 15 stores that we are targeting is primarily around the eastern zone. So Calcutta, West Bengal, that is the zone that we are targeting. Apart from that, we are also looking at, say, opportunities in the western side, which is Maharashtra. So these are the two states that we are primarily targeting for these 15 stores now. And in terms of size differential, we are looking at a 500 to 1,000 square feet store sizing, mostly skewed towards 700 plus square feet store sizing, which we want to test out. So depending on availability, of course, this is the range that we are looking at.
Okay, thank you so much. And over a period of, say, two years down the line, what is our aspirational EBOs count?
So if I talk about 3 years down the line, our aspirational EBO count would be around 200 to 250 stores at least in the next 3 years. We are aggressively looking to expand the retail side of the business.
Okay, and that would this would be primarily in West Bengal and Maharashtra, or
No. We will go across. We'll of course follow a cluster-based model where we want to focus on a particular region, get the maximum out of that region, and then move on to the next region. So we'll do it in a planned way with a cluster-based approach, but then again, we'll not restrict ourselves to a couple states.
Correct. And if you can help me understand how is the journey of a new store and how would be, what is the time? Maybe if you can tell the minimum time where we expect one store to break even.
So if I have to talk about the journey of a new store, basically the idea is to, scout for a site, get the furniture of the site done, and get all the products in and start marketing, especially in and around the store region, and of course at a brand level as well. So that is what the journey of a store initially looks like. And then of course the regular marketing activities happen. It's the regular inventory updations. Every week we are refilling inventory in our stores. So we are setting up a system with a new ERP that we are planning to replenish the stores every week. That is something that we are very, very, particular about, getting the merchandise right at the stores. Right? And in terms of break-even, we have just opened 4 stores. So I would want to wait out to understand how does this perform. But we are looking at a one-year break-even in terms of numbers as of now from the stores. 1 to 1.5 years break-even.
Okay, and if I can squeeze one question with regards to the revenue per store, if you can tell me what would be the average revenue of the current existing EBOs that would be having?
So average revenue number that we are doing is around 1,000 rupees per square feet per month. So that is a number that we track. So for example, a 500 square feet store would be doing around 5 lakhs revenue monthly on an average.
On an average basis.
Right.
Okay, this is with regards to the EBOs. Now coming up to your distribution. As we understand that you are also, adding distribution, more distributors to your bandwidth.
Absolutely. So
if you can share, what would be the contribution in revenues of the top 20 distributors?
I'm sorry, can you come again with the last bit?
Okay, so what would be your top 20 distributors contributing to your revenue?
So I think if I had to, the top 20 distributors would be contributing around 30% of our revenue, and it's mostly skewed to the western side of the country.
Okay, and
so states like Maharashtra, Gujarat, Rajasthan, Punjab.
Okay, and given that you would be also looking to expand your distribution base, can we see that in going ahead that this contribution would be increased by a few basis points?
Absolutely. We are very, very confident for sure.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for answering your questions with all the patience, and thank you so much, sir. I'll come back if
thank
I have any further follow-up.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you once again for your trust in us and for being a part of our journey. We look forward to sharing our successes with you in the next earnings call. In case you have any other queries post this call or anything remains unanswered, you may please connect to our IR team at Ernst & Young. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.
On behalf of Iris Clothing, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.